We are back on the 12th floor of the State Capitol for the admin portion of the Public Service Commission's regularly scheduled meeting on March 23rd. I call the admin meeting to order. There are a number of items on consent. I move passage of those items.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, motion is approved.
Thank you, Darrell. Yes.
You got ahead of me. You were too fast. Let's start. I'd like to add a discussion item.
Okay.
That being the mine visit of Assistant Secretary Janice Schneider.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you.
And I wanted to add what could be scheduling for the next meeting to talk about April 6th meeting, maybe moving that around.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay. Alrighty, so we'll move on to discussion matters first, and the first item for discussion is Brady Wind 2 Wind Energy Center Hettinger and Stark Siting application. Julie Prescott, or is it you?
It's both. Julie you, pointed out yes. The, I'll set up what I told her, what I know, is that when we've spoken this before, I said, well, let's just have it down in New England or down that neck of the woods somewhere, and then Julie Prescott and I visited, and we're like, you know, this is going to be a pretty darn big hearing, and quite honestly, the western edge of that area is just south of Dickinson. Maybe we should have it in Dickinson. And I said, well, let me talk to my colleagues about it. Because I like having it in the more rural area, if you will, get some people down to these communities. But if we think we're going to have 200 people there, there's some logistics challenges that come with that. So,
what are the locations available
Commissioner,
in New England?
I've done the research on the facilities, and we have three facilities that I do have reservations for. And so once we decide today, I can hone those down. But there is a facility in New England, Memorial Hall, which was not available at the time that I started to do the research on that. But Memorial Hall is available. I did check with
How
the facility.
How many does it hold, Darrell?
It holds about 200.
Okay.
Yeah. Mott, the armory, is open. That holds about 200, up to 300, actually. It's a big gymnasium is what it is. And that's available. And I also contacted Dickinson City Hall, and I have that reserved also for the 23rd. So there are three facilities that are available.
How many does City Hall hold in Dickinson?
About 200.
See, when we visited before, I was unaware that there was Memorial Hall and or the Armory was available. I got the intention that they or the flavor that there was nowhere to do it. So I, given that, I
yeah, I'd say pick which one is the most central in the project area and pick and go there to either Mott or New England.
Well, Mott's like 40 miles away from this wind farm. Dickinson's like 20, 25 maybe. And New England would be the closest. But to me... I didn't know either that there was an option for New England.
There wasn't when we talked before, Commissioner.
My previous discussion about it had been between Mott and Dickinson, and as much as I like doing things in small towns, it just didn't seem logical to me to have people go way to Mott. I'm fine with Dickinson if the New England facility is not adequate. If it's adequate, I think that's the place to be. It's the closest. I would have objection to having it 40-some miles away in Mott.
Yeah, like I said, wherever is the most central to the project is where you should have it.
I think New England changed the whole thing. I probably wouldn't even have brought it up if we knew New England was available.
Yeah, I didn't know it at the time.
All right, so we'll do it in New England.
And what's that? What is it? The City Hall?
Is it's Memorial Hall is what it is. It's an old school that they've renovated, and it looks pretty nice from pictures they sent. So,
okay.
Are we driving fine?
That we'll have to use the factors and consider that, Darrell.
All right.
Then we can go on to number two, mine visit.
Okay, so on May 3rd, Assistant Secretary Janice Schneider is going to be coming up for a visit at the Freedom Mine. And this is regarding the Streamline Protection Rule, and Senator Hoeven had urged her to come out and do a mine visit. We had been kind of back and forth about we wanted to meet with her in an open public meeting as we have our meetings, and that that was declined, and that she did not want to do that and was willing to meet with us individually. And I think through Jim, we'd kind of declined that and said no. And I tell you, there's one thing is potential open meetings issues, and if they're meeting with us individually so they can play one on the other or something, it might borderline. I'd defer to Alana on that. I also, besides the legalities of it, I have concerns with the way some of these people in D.C. are portraying these things and talking about how states have had all this input when really other than our comments last October, so far we've had none. And I'm grateful that she's coming out to see it firsthand now, and there will be that. But I'm very concerned about meeting individually. Jim got a message that as part of their trip up to Beulah, they were planning on stopping here for individual ad hoc meetings. And I'll leave that up to each of you, but I'm not going to participate in those. However, the some of the people from the mining industry in our meeting that we had with them a few weeks ago had requested that somebody from here be up in Beulah. Once again, she has apparently declined to have an open public meeting. If we all go up to Beulah to the mine, we're going to have to advertise it as a meeting, and so that throws the whole thing off. So if it's all right with the two of you, I will go to Beulah and participate in that part of it when it's not necessarily an open meeting, but it's a group thing with her people, with Senator Hovind's people, with industry people, and as well as reclamation staff. I'll go do that if it's all right with the two of you. And as far as these ad hoc meetings here, I am not going to participate in that. That's just my own opinion. I think it's detrimental.
Well, this is kind of what we discussed at the last meeting with LEC, and I think it's great for you to go. And, yeah, so my position hasn't changed from there. And I hope that you get on the van or whatever transportation is being provided for her driving out there and can be part of that tour and offer your insights both as public service commissioner, a legislator, and a member of that, longtime member of that county and area. So I think it's really important for you to be a part of that. And as for the, I hadn't heard about the ad hoc meeting requests, and I'll think about that and get back to you, Jim.
Okay.
I'm inclined to meet with her. Just I wasn't going to, but then after hearings from some of the coal mining companies and hearing their interest in having as many North Dakota folks expressing their concerns about this rule to them, I'm more inclined to just, that's what they'd like, and I'm more inclined to do that. So I'll think about it a bit more and let you know for sure.
Yeah, it's still more than a month away, so
yeah,
the way this is.
Yeah, we'll see if it actually materializes and if it doesn't change 10 times between now and then. So. Yes,
and I did talk to Sean Offalter in Senator Hovind's office just before the start of the meeting, and he said that, as far as he knows, that Senator Hovind has that at least tentative on his schedule because the Senate is in recess that week. And, in fact, that's part of the reason that this visit is May 3rd rather than May 10th or 11th, what was looked at earlier.
So. Yeah. Okay. Anything for you, Ryan?
Oh, I just, when we get the schedule, I guess I just like to look at it and see where to plug in at. Because I appreciate we won't go anywhere together because that's a meeting, but there may be other opportunities. Because I think I'd just like to wait and see where to jump in at.
In the meantime, I think I or we should send a letter to her so that they realize what our open meeting laws are. I've heard secondhand that somebody's been out there saying how that we don't want to visit with them. They've tried, and what can they do? Because we won't do it. And so I think it's important that they get an official letter explaining what our open meeting laws are. Is that something that we should all sign on to? Or
I don't know about a letter, Andy, but if we did send a letter, I think it would be more of, we would love to meet with you in a meeting. we understand that you don't want to meet with us in a meeting.
That would be the gist of it.
I don't think it's the other way. Try to explain open meeting laws because they know that. I would just say, we want to meet with you in a meeting. We hear you're unwilling. Short and sweet.
I'll work on putting something together. Okay.
All righty. So that concludes that conversation. Anything else for discussion? Okay. Then scheduling matters. Let's see here. We've got a formal hearing. I got to look at these.
The one I had to discuss was just the April 6th meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have an informal that afternoon?
Let me see here. I'm assuming it hasn't been added yet, if there is one. Anybody planning? Any staff planning on an informal on April 6th? Okay.
What I thought of is I have to travel now on April 6th because some stuff came up.
Mm-hmm.
But April 5th I have open, so I didn't know if there was a chance we could move our 6th meeting to the morning of the 5th or the afternoon of the 5th. That makes no difference.
I have a meeting at 8:30 on that, the 5th, but I can't imagine I should be able to be back by 10 or 10:30.
I could do it in the morning, or if you need some time in between, I can do it in the afternoon as well. I'm wide open on the 5th, as you apparently are.
I have some afternoon stuff, too. Let's just go with 10:30. Does that work?
Sure.
10:30?
Yeah. If it doesn't work, I can call in on that travel day.
No, let's do it. It's easier. It's too hard. Calling in on meetings is not easy. So we'll move April 6th meeting to April 5th at 10:30.
And then cancel the informal, but we couldn't do it anyway because it's a different date. But if there is an informal scheduled, I could still call in for the informal.
Yeah, I have a conflict that afternoon at about...
On the 6th?
On the 5th. For an informal.
No,
you mean keep the informal on the 6th?
We can't move the informal date because isn't that announced, so we can't move the informal?
It's not announced yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's nothing on it.
Oh, okay.
So you do the meeting again.
All right. So then no informal.
We'll just see.
Day.
Yeah, no informal.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. That would be helpful for me.
All right. So we got that one done. Let's look at BOE pipeline, Sarah, number 3. Do you have dates proposed at all?
I do have 3 dates that all the parties have thought would work for them. And the 3 dates that are most agreeable to all parties except for the commissioners at this time, and you guys have the final say. But the dates that people have talked about are the 9th, the 11th, and the 25th of May.
Okay.
9th, 11th, and 25th of May.
I would say the 11th.
I would, too.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. The 11th of May it is.
May 11th. This is the BOE, the long, 40-mile.
Right.
We deemed it complete today. Okay.
Would that be in Watford or Kildare or...
Kildare. The majority of the line is in Kildare.
In county. Okay.
I mean, in the county Kildare's in.
Okay. Number 3 is done. Let's see here. Special meeting, Mid-Continent Communications designated eligible carrier application. Is that something urgent?
Well, the issue is that in order for them to get funding for the Lifeline customers that they do have in this area that we're going to designate as an ETC for them, if it's approved, they can't get funds for the second quarter if they don't have it approved before April 1.
So what do you want to do with this, Randy?
I think as far as I know, it is not a controversial issue, so I think if we can squeeze in a 10-minute meeting somewhere, I think it'll be
and why easy was it decision. Not on today's agenda?
Because the opportunity for a hearing doesn't end till 5 o'clock on Friday.
It has to be after this week.
Isn't this the one where it automatically goes into effect after 90 days, but they just want to move that up, so, or it's something different?
Okay. No.
No, we
all
have
right,
to
so we're looking
this,
at next week, next Monday?
Anytime next week.
All right.
Before April 1.
So we have a 9 a.m. Wait. On Tuesday, we have a 9 a.m. director's meeting and a 10 a.m. meeting with the grain dealers, which I can't remember what that's all about.
They
is that everybody?
Talk,
or
they want to talk to us.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know what it's about.
Do you know what the grain dealer meeting is?
Can't think of it right now.
Does somebody have an agenda for
yeah.
that? Okay.
Yeah.
So we could do it at 8:45 on Monday or Tuesday before that director's meeting?
Which day?
Tuesday,
I mean, either day is fine.
March 29th.
At 8:45?
Does that work for you guys?
Yeah, it works for me.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Tuesday, March 29th, 8:45. That's for number six. Okay. Jerry, MISO update. Is this the next one?
Yeah, I just
like
asked.
4 months right. down the road?
Yeah. And I got a couple of dates here suggested by them.
Okay.
And just see if they're good. May 24 and August 15.
For both those or one of them?
They gave me those two dates. I was thinking maybe we could schedule one for if we can use them both.
I wouldn't do May 24th.
No, me either.
Okay.
August what?
Well, August is way out there.
Well, I don't want them in there that much. I mean,
yeah, August is probably fine.
Yeah.
What's the August date?
August 15th.
You know, Jerry, why don't you circle back
That's
around with them?
Fine
and,
with me.
Well, August, I guess I was thinking something in July.
Oh, okay.
Just to do one. And,
yeah.
And quite honestly, that week of August, we try to, sometimes in August, we spread our meetings out a little bit
right.
and kids are going back to school and it's the time when staff can take, I mean, that's
this
just
is good staff vacation.
Staff knows that's.
Block some things up too.
If you want, you could grab a date and I'll see if it'll work for them.
Okay, let's throw some dates up for July.
Well, I'm looking at July and I see July 21st is a date after a commission meeting.
What about the informal on July 20th?
That's fine.
July 20th, 1:30? I mean, we know we're going to be here that day because we've got a commission meeting.
July 20th, 1:30?
It works for me.
Okay.
And just more, it's more of a placeholder to keep this
yeah.
discussion going. And
July 20th, 1:30. Okay, see if that works, Jerry.
Okay.
Okay, number four is done. And then the IOU transmission discussion meeting, I don't remember what that is.
That was held over from, you know, we were supposed to do it on the 8th of March or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and I basically said I just finished the discussion with Otter Tail FERC,
oh, right.
and we just approved the tariffs on the other ones, so it was just like, let's just cancel that, reschedule that too. And so that could be the same kind of thing. That's just more of a placeholder to get them back in front of us. And
yeah, and whenever you feel like you want to schedule it for.
Is it good or bad to have those two back to back? I think we've done that before and kind of wished that.
We didn't,
yeah. Okay, let's not do those at the same time, but we could do the same type of thing, see if we could get the IOUs on a commission meeting day and add it to the informal.
Should it be before or after the other one?
Maybe before.
So like maybe like
the sixth,
June or yeah, do we have one on the 6th? Jeez, when are our meetings?
We need to add some meetings.
Why are there no meetings on here? Daryl, have we not scheduled summer meetings?
We have
July 6th. I've got my July one scheduled.
We don't have August down, but we should do August.
I'm not seeing June.
We have June 8th. That's the only day scheduled.
June 8th, June 21st.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why I'm not seeing it, 21st. What if we did it the 21st?
Mark is in there. Yeah, we're the.
Oh, right.
Yeah, the 21st
on Tuesday. The 21st. Okay.
That's when we're going to do this IOU transmission discussion? Is June 21st?
Proposed, yeah, does that work for you?
Yep.
For me.
IOU transmission discussion. Okay. All right. That's number two.
1:30.
Okay, so now we're down to, let's look at number five. That's the discussion on the NSB's electric annual. I don't know what Mike's schedule is. He probably needs to be here for that, but we could.
Question on that? Just so when we, is it on just the procedure, or is it on, what I heard you say at the meeting was a more general discussion. I just want to be sure we notice it right.
I think a general discussion on Mike's analysis of their annual report.
Like the case numbers, so they all have case numbers.
Okay. Okay. And this is just on the NSP annual report.
Right, but there are probably more than one, I'm guessing.
Sure.
Did you want to, okay, let me see if I can set this up, that the discussion in the annual reports, I think, is a great idea. But we have a lot of those that we're ready to close, and so do you want to hold off on vote to close them till after the meeting, or can we?
Well, I think so, because it would be good to know if there's anything relevant to the, you know, that we learn in those meetings.
That's fine.
If we want to add them all to the same meeting, I don't know if we need an hour for each one or if half an hour for each annual report is enough. I don't know. Okay. Should we do them together in one meeting?
2 hours for the lot of them?
Or an hour and a half? Yeah. Hour and a half, 2 hours? Just save it. Yeah. All right. So let's look at the week. The soonest I would contemplate would be the week of the 4th of April, and I haven't looked much into that. But
that's the week I'm shot because of the travel that came up. Well, the 4th, I got nothing going. But the rest of the week is
fine. Yeah, 4th would work for me.
I can make it work.
Okay, should we do that on the 4th then? Number 5.
Do it in the afternoon, maybe?
Sure. April 4th at 1:30. All right.
And when you say all, you're expanding beyond NSP now?
Or MDU, auto tail power. If he has them already, I don't know if he's got summaries of them all or if we've closed them all. We can ask Mike if we should include them all in that one time block and go through each of the annual reports and his analysis of them, or if he's not ready for that, then we'll just do what we've got.
I'll let you take the lead in this however you want to do it, Julie.
Okay, I'll talk to Mike.
Okay.
You look concerned, Alana.
No, I am not concerned. I'm trying to remember that we have a policy on the procedure, I believe, but we'll deal with, you know, we'll find that. And I just was trying to remember where in the process we might be with that. I mean, it just includes, like, serving the company. So if it's
okay,
if that's where we're at, we'll serve them. And
all right,
they'll be the numbers will be on here. I was just ticking it off.
And very good. Then I think the last one is the energy/wind turbine laws, not to be confused. Daryl, what is this one? There's been two issues, and this doesn't, I don't think. Yes.
I think we have a work session on the 29th to determine when an application is complete.
Oh, right.
And
okay.
So that's a review of there's rules that say what needs to be in the app and all of that. So we'll be looking at rules then. There are further rules if you want to look further, you know, like setbacks and all this kind of stuff.
This is a discussion about if we want to do anything different with the footprint law for wind, basically.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
Why not even throw decommissioning
and decommissioning? Yep, the bonding and all that. So, Randy, Brian, do you guys have thoughts that you want to bring to that discussion and going to take some time to develop, or what are your choices? Because we've all talked about this at different times and different.
My thoughts are ready to go immediately.
Randy, how about you?
I was trying to find what we have on the 29th. There's so many things scheduled that day that on my screen they're all over the top of one another.
It's at 1:30.
And what is that?
Work session setting application requirements for completeness.
requirements for any projects.
Any projects.
And you want to...
This is the... We've talked about it, and we talked about it at our legislative policy, but we haven't had time to talk about what we actually may want to or not want to propose in terms of footprint law changes for wind and bonding changes or
I was just thinking
decommissioning.
It says now we may require after 10 years if mm-hmm. we want to change that to 1 year, or if we say just that's the discussion I'd like to have.
Sometimes if there's not a deadline, you just never get at it. I'll get my thoughts formulated by the 29th. I don't know that we'll...
No, that's not for that one. We're looking at a separate one for this. This is not this one, energy wind turbine laws. We're scheduling a new one for this, a new date, okay, to talk about what we just talked about, decommissioning and the footprint stuff.
Okay.
So do we want to look at... let's look at the 11th after Brian gets back. Wait, was that the weekend you were toast?
I'm out that...
The week before you said you're...
I leave at Wednesday. I don't get back till the following Wednesday.
Oh, wow. Okay, so let's look on the 18th.
That's why our schedules look so good.
Yeah. We got a formal hearing on the 19th. Commission meeting. What about the informal? On the 20th.
That's fine.
Works for me.
I also have the 4th. Well, yeah, that'd be better to have it then.
20th at 1:30.
Don't forget to pay your taxes on April 15th.
April.
Winter. Okay. That's it. Anything else for the good of the order for anybody?
No.
All right. When do we have to... Do we need to do anything more with our MARC tours?
The answer is yes. Well, do you have your... I guess the staff... Do you have a staff guru appointed on your tour that Stacy can coordinate the fine details with? And then
that'd be me.
Well,
I can. Who wants to be my staff guru? I'll find somebody.
We're working the transportation plan, so we'll put one person on a bus, and what your final plan is for the meals and the costs and those kind of level of details. I think we're still working.
Don't everybody stand up and volunteer at once?
I just told John to volunteer, so he's happy to help out. So.
All right, I will find somebody to...
For each of our tours you're talking about.
Yeah, I know you guys are working on three different entities, but it'd be nice to have somebody on staff that is like your staff lead from PSC to coordinate all the little details that are going to endow who's going to pay and how we're going to pay and all that stuff.
Right.
Because we want to pay for these things when we go for lunch.
Yeah. Have you guys already tasked Jerry Schmaltz?
We have not.
A lot? Okay.
We've got Char helping us out a little bit with VIPs, but really it's been the same crew. It's Krista, Josh, Stacy, myself, John, and now we got three guys and gals from upstairs that are helping out with transportation, but that's really all we've tapped on.
All right. I'll see if Jerry has any time to help him. Okay. That's great.
Let Stacy know that then when we determine that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. That's it. We are adjourned. Thank you.